based on interviews with more than a dozen people who've worked for Bumble or its parent company, it seems to have no system in place to verify that its app is safer or its users less sexist than elsewhere. Most asked for anonymity because the company's non-disclosure agreement bars employees from saying anything likely to be harmful to Bumble's reputation. The workers said Bumble establishes policies that it assumes will lead to change, but doesn't follow up to see if they actually do. Instead, the only thing Bumble does know is that people perceive it to be safer. In other words, it tracks its reputation. From an empirical perspective, they can't say we have limited misogyny on Bumble, because they never had a way to measure it, says Jessica Carbino, who worked for more than a year as Bumble's sociologist before leaving in March. If they have that data, she said, I haven't seen it. In addition, 8 former employees said the company's internal culture is the opposite of the values of kindness and respect it preaches. They said Bumble's top executives run the company as if they were the popular group in high school. One woman said that when Bumble had only a handful of employees, it was common for one or two people to be excluded from outings with no explanation. Another said she had no idea that a place so outwardly committed to empowering women would be such a disempowering place to work. In response, a Bumble spokesman said in an email, "Inclusion is at the heart of what we do, and our workplace reflects that." Later he added, "At Bumble, we are committed to empowering women and promoting integrity, equality, confidence, and respect during all stages of the dating experience."